Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to Rupa & Company Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call, hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pragya Singh from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call to discuss Q1 FY27 results of Rupa & Company Limited. To discuss our results, we have with us from the management Mr. Vikas Agarwal, the Whole-time Director, and Mr. Sumit Koala, the Chief Financial Officer. They will take you through the results, and then we will proceed to Q&A session. Before we proceed to the call, a small disclaimer. This conference may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. The detailed safe harbor statement is also given on page two of the company's investor presentation. Now, I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Vikas Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Rupa & Company Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants joining us today for Q1 FY27 results conference call. We appreciate your continued engagement with the company. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchanges for your review. Before I begin, I would like to take a moment to express our deepest condolences on the unfortunate demise of Mr. Ashok Bhandari, Non-Executive Independent Director of the company, who passed away on August 3rd, 2026. Mr. Bhandari has been associated with the company since August 2018 and served as Chairman of the Audit Committee and the Nomination of Remuneration Committee. He was a veteran finance professional and was widely respected for his knowledge, wisdom, and integrity. His passing is a great loss to Rupa family, and we extend our heartfelt condolences to the family and loved ones. May his soul rest in eternal peace. Coming to the business, we started financial year 27 on a positive note, with revenue growing by 10%, witnessing steady momentum across the portfolio. Healthy volume traction remained a key driver of growth during the quarter. While the value segment was a key contributor to the growth during the quarter, based on our historical revenue trend, we believe the momentum to broaden across other segments as we progress through the year, translating into a broader and more balanced growth profile. Exports contributed 4% to overall revenue during the quarter, while modern trade, including e-commerce, contributed 5% to the revenues. Both these channels continue to gain traction and provide meaningful opportunities to further scale our market presence and expand our reach. EBITDA stood at 15.7 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 7.8%, supported by stable operating performance. The company maintained a net cash surplus of 7 crore as of June 2026, reflecting its continued focus on liquidity, discipline, and financial flexibility. On the raw material side, yarn prices are currently on an upward trajectory, creating a favorable pricing environment for the company. While competitive intensity remains elevated, we continue to adopt the calibrated pricing approach with the objective of progressively translating the favorable pricing environment into improved realizations and margins. With healthy volume momentum, expanding channels, disciplined cost management, and an improving pricing environment, we remain optimistic about the outlook, with revenue expected to grow by 10%-12% in the coming quarter and EBITDA margin expected to remain in the range of 9%-10%. With this, I would like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Sumit Koala, to take through the financial highlights of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining us on Q1 FY27 earnings call. I will now take you through the key financial highlights for the period. For Q1 FY27, revenue from operations stood at 202.4 crores as compared to 183.9 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 10.1% year-on-year basis. Gross margin remained stable during the quarter, stood at 37.4% versus 37.7% corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 15.7 crores as compared to 12.2 crores in the same period last year, registering a growth of 29.1% year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 7.8%, improved by 120 basis points year-on-year. Net profit after tax for the quarter stood at 8.3 crores as against 5.5 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a growth of 50.2% year-on-year basis. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 4.1%, improving by 110 basis points year-on-year basis. As of June 30, 2026, the company has maintained a net cash surplus position of INR 7 crores, reflecting our continued focus on liquidity discipline and financial flexibility. We remain committed towards improving profitability through better product mix, efficient channel management, focused investment in high-growth categories, and disciplined cost optimization initiatives. With this, I conclude my remarks and open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Pahal Sharma from DD Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is that during the last quarter, you had guided for 10%-12% revenue growth and also 9%-10% of EBITDA margin. My question is that what are the key reasons for the shortfall in EBITDA margins versus your guidance?
During Q1, the advertisement and marketing spends comes to around 10.5% of the total revenue. Going forward, the same would be rationalized to 6%-7%. This would help in achieving the desired level of EBITDA.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Suhani Singh from Roth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. I just have one question. You had taken a price hike in April. However, the impact of this price hike does not appear to be reflected in the realization. If you could explain the reasons for this and when do you expect the full impact of the price hike to be reflected?
That's true. We have taken a price hike, but later because of intense competition, where competition has passed on extra schemes and all in the market. By compulsion, almost all the brands have to do the same. We are hopeful by in August, we'll be implementing the new rate now.
Okay.
The rate is yet to be implemented. That was implemented, but again passed on with some extra schemes and all.
Okay, sir. That helps. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash Mehta from SKP Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, can you hear me? Please unmute your mic and
Hello.
Proceed with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I've just got one question. How is the order book for the thermal segment shaping up for FY27? Like, what is the current visibility for the segment in terms of order inflows and growth?
For thermals, we have a sound and healthy order book, and we expect that this year thermal will contribute better compared to last year. The expectations are high, and probably largely depends on the how winter get through this year. So we are hopeful that things will be better from last year.
So order commitment and all is good, but unless the winter start, it's really difficult to assure anything about the numbers. But so far, the impression is good and numbers should be better from last year.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Seya Singh from SMSB Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just had one or two questions. Like, yarn prices are currently on an uptrend. So are you considering any further price hikes to offset the increase in yarn cost?
Yeah, it's true. The yarn prices are high, and August will be implementing the last rate. And yes, we have to take a further rate hike. But again, a lot will depend upon the competitive scenario, how the competitors behave.
So that will be your basically the strategy to manage the impact, right?
Yeah.
Great, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubhankar Gupta from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. So, sir, I had two, three set of questions. First is around the brand development cost, which you mentioned that 21 crores, 10.5% of Q1 FY25 top line. So can you just elaborate a little bit more on where this 21 crores was spent?
Yeah, it's basically 35 to 40% on the ATL and rest is on the BTL.
Okay. And
on the endorsement of BTC also, a bit of that has gone into that also.
Endorsement fee. Okay. And then often the PPT reflects that, you know, the current brand ambassadors for Rupa Frontline, Rupa John, Softline and Macrobana, Ranveer Singh, Ranbir Kapoor, Vakima Ghabi and Yash.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the 21 crores which you spend and on average 5 to 6% of the overall top line per year, what portion of that would go to the brand endorsement fee for these stars?
10-12%.
Okay, got it. And so second, I had a few questions on the strategic initiatives which we mentioned like over the last few quarters. So I can see that modern trade is currently at 5% of overall sales. Just want to understand, like, you know, so it's effectively 10 crores for this quarter, right? Just want to understand, like, what are the key initiatives we are taking there and by how much, like, let's say by FY27, at what absolute number do we see modern trade going? Roughly, like a rough number would be helpful here.
On trade, we see huge potential. So we have been able to appoint senior heads for the e-commerce business and we are building a right infrastructure for that. So either it is your warehouse, your inventory management, your dispatches and all. So your IT, so everything is getting in place and we are quite hopeful. We are looking at more than double digit growth in e-commerce.
Hello, okay, sir. Sorry, how much?
Well, at least a growth of 20-25%.
Okay, sir. You're saying that from...
For a significant growth in LFS, and probably in a quarter or two, once things are absolutely on track, we look forward to a handsome growth there.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of the women's segment, like women's segment currently, I think it was around 8% in Q1 and has been in that range only for, you know, on an overall annual basis, 8 to 10%. So how do we see that going and what are the key initiatives we are taking on that front?
So one major is the main brand in our women's segment is Softline. So where we have gone a big change, we have changed the font of the brand. It's going under a major change. And we are again building up a very relevant portfolio in terms of product range with like a lot of new fabrics and all, and building up a strong team for that. So we are quite hopeful the things should fall on track. We understand women's for us has not done so well what should have been, but the way things are happening, we are hopeful things should be better from here in coming quarters.
Got it. So you mentioned that you are building up a strong team. Can you elaborate a bit on that front?
So in terms of now for Rupa again, we are having LSM with a strong set of ZSMs which are already in place. And under ZSMs, we are building up a strong team for each brand for retailing and all. So the team is in place and probably in coming quarters, their working should be in place and we can see a better performance.
Okay, okay. And so just my last question is on the athleisure front. So I couldn't see any numbers mentioned for the athleisure bit. So can you just help us a bit on how the athleisure front is progressing for Rupa?
Athleisure is doing quite well. In quarter four, we have done quite a good numbers. Quarter one was a little soft because of quarter four was quite good for us. And from quarter two onwards, again, we are looking for at least a double-digit growth in athleisure.
So on a YOY basis, like how did it look? Q4 is fine. I mean, maybe not compared to Q4. But on a YOY basis, like what were the numbers for last year versus this year? If you can help with that.
For quarter one?
Yes.
It was 5 to 7% degrowth compared to quarter one last year this quarter.
5 to 7% growth. Okay. And so for the whole year, how much are you expecting for athleisure to take up?
More than double digit growth. For annual basis.
On an annual basis. Got it. And so this whole 10% growth was led by the volume growth, right? Like price inflation did not come into picture because of competitive intensity as mentioned.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. I repeat. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Prerna from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had few questions. I joined in late. Maybe this could be a repetition. Did you take any price hike in this quarter? And what would be the brand-wise increase in price, if that could help us?
Ma'am, we took a price hike of 4 to 5% in quarter one, but that was gradually again transferred to trade because of intensive competition in terms of extra scheme and all. So probably in August hike, right, and the new rate will be implemented now in August, and we look for a further price hike of 4 to 5%, but a lot will depend upon the competition.
So could you please elaborate on competitive intensity? What is leading to this high competitive intensity, and why price hikes are difficult? Because the entire industry would be going through cost inflation. So how is the industry managing with such low margins?
Few players are probably using this. Giving extra discounts and all just to gain market share and all. So this is how the industry is surviving now, but this is how you need to be there to be in market. But I am sure industry will understand that in coming quarters we'll have a better environment in terms of pricing and implementation. Okay. A lot is because all the brands have old stock also. So that is also a reason, but we see the whole stock is exhausted now and we have fresh stock with the higher pricing. So from August onward, we are quite hopeful the new rates will be implemented.
Oh, that's interesting that many players have actually exhausted the older inventories of lower price, so they will not have. Okay, understood. And so for margin expansion, what efforts are we taking and where do we see margin sustaining over the next 2 to 3 years? I'm not talking about quarters, but what would be your target for margins in the business and what would be the growth drivers for the same?
We are focusing a lot on other than the innerwear. We are focusing on athleisure, women's segment. We are focusing a lot on e-commerce, modern trade, LFS. So there probably margin realization is better and your competition is less there.
Okay. Okay. So these channels are new for us and hence the margins are better, or they are generally better than your traditional channels?
It's generally better, but our market share is quite less here, and the market is quite growing there, and our base is quite low, so we see a handsome growth there.
Okay. And last question is on women's wear. Macro Woman, Softline, these all segments have been in your kitty for a long time. Do we see focus on women increasing and the revenue share of women moving beyond 10%-15% in your revenue share in the next 2 to 3 years?
Ideally, we would want that, and we've been trying, but that's a tough, difficult market. So, we are hopeful things should improve, and we are doing our best. So, in coming
what
quarters,
are the key efforts?
Key efforts
For women?
is building up a strong team just to focus on
Okay.
women and more on secondary base.
Understood. And so any efforts on inventory management, better visibility of working capital reduction, that should be helpful. This is my last question.
As we are doing a lot of initiatives in IT where we have better control on the inventory and we have a better visibility of stocks where it is stuck. So yes, a better implementation of SAP and all will help us to a better implementation of AI. Also, we are taking few initiatives and all, so those will help us
Okay.
to build.
Well, some of the competitors are looking at, setting up some efforts like ARS and all. Are you also looking from
Yeah.
that perspective?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're also building up ARS in the system.
That's in place, but we need to have a proper DMS first. So we'll start with few states with the proper implementation of DMS. So although we have started implementing DMS, but that's a long journey. So we'll start the initiative, with a particular state and take one state each time. So in coming year or two, we should have a handsome presence of that in the market.
Sure, sir.
In terms
Thank you, and
of yeah.
thank you so much, sir, for the detailed answers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rusmik Oza from 9 Days Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question was a little on the broader thing. I was observing your numbers, sir. So between 2015 to 22, your revenue growth used to be 7%, but at that time, the EBITDA margins used to be around 14%, net margin used to be 7%, and because of this profile, your ROC used to be around 25%, and ROE used to be in high mid-teens. Now, the growth is this time, maybe in the last 2-3 years, and now it's still growing at a healthy pace, maybe 10%, but structurally, the operating margins are now steady at around 10% and net margin at 5-6%, which is leading to a suppressed ROC of around 10% and ROE of single digit. My question was that, is this structural and this will remain like this for the coming couple of years, or is there any scope for improvement in A, the margins, and B, the return ratios from here on?
Of course, there is an ROCE and ROE, whatever you mentioned is not desirable. But yes, the industry is going through a very tough time in terms of competitive scenario and all. But we are taking a lot of initiatives in terms of moving completely from wholesale-driven market to secondary-driven market and all, and focusing on a lot of LFS, e-commerce, and other channels. So, all these initiatives, we are hopeful in coming years. Of course, ROCE and ROE has to be a better return and better numbers there.
Okay.
Of course, it's difficult for any industry to sustain and all. So, and this can't continue for long, for sure.
Okay. Sir, just a clarification, when you say competitive intensity, is it from the organized players similar to your company, or is it coming from the unorganized sector?
So it's basically more from the organized sector. We are taking market share, but just by giving higher discounts and like extended credit period and all. So unaware, if you see our numbers from last 3-4 years, either you have to stick to some discipline or you go all out like that. So you have to balance things well to survive. But yes, you need to focus on other channels also to better the numbers and all. And sure, other competition and everybody will understand that in incoming quarters, things should be.
Okay, okay. And the last question, sir, is maybe based on internal assessment, is there any scope to cut cost and try to improve the margins, which can thereby improve return ratios, or you are running at the maximum possible cost cutting measures? Just wanted to get some understanding on this part.
It's always there, that the continuous process, so that we are doing efficiency also we are trying to bring in, a better productivity also we are trying to bring in, so that's a continuous process. We won't say it's like we have done our best, but there's always a scope. Like when there is a scope of 2%, there's a scope of 1 or 2%, we have to do it then.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. I repeat, to ask a question, please press star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Pradnya for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the call today. I would also like to thank the management for sparing their time and answering all the queries. We are MEFG Intime, Investor Relation Advisors to Rupa and Company Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the call. And if you have any queries, please get in touch with the MUG link in time for further queries. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Rupa and Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.